there, and congratulations. Well, you've withstood another first part of the Gary Owens Music Guy theme. Well, if you think that was a surprise, we have many more, such as this from Bob Crewe. Members of the famous Bob Crewe on K. I was going to mention a call letter here. I better not. You can almost have any call letter the beginning with a K, unless you're west of the Mississippi, then it's a W. Or is it the other way around? Not that it really matters, but I was just sitting here practicing call letters because I should do something. Look at this. See that? That happened to me this morning. I was playing basketball in my backyard early today, and just as I was pretending to be Jerry West of the Los Angeles Lakers, oink, I hit the cement. That is to say, my sinewed hip and my calloused right thumb and wrist hit the cement, and the cement hit back. So what I'm doing today on the Music Guy Show with G.O. is performing this actual program with a splint composed of several yards of porous gauze and an old popsicle stick with some old orange popsicle still attached to it. And now, anyway, I have injuries like Jerry West. Oh, boy. You know, it's strange because I used to have bangs and bruises all the time when I was taking part in sporty things during the halcyon days of my sullen youth, back when I was a wide-eyed, timid halcyon. But it all stops when you get past 20, they tell me. Elderly to a teeny bopper, of course. Then you heal more slowly. So what I've done, I've had Blanche Guberman, my lovely secretary, compile some facts of people who were greats in sports overcome injuries such as this. And I'll give them to you in just a moment. Let's get back to music now. Here's a sound from Dean Martin.
I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to her tune. She whistles night and noon. Her smile, her frowns, her ups, her downs. They're second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed.
Strikes again, Dean Martin, on the Music Guy G.O. Show, and the great old Lon Chaney favorite, I've Grown a Costume to Her Face. Well, I wanted to show you these things because Blanche Guberman, my secretary, checked into our well-stocked files to reveal these statistics of guys who hurt themselves in sport but overcame that deficiency. Number one, if you'd like to jot this down, Harlan the Stuffer Mook, 4'7" center for the old Dodge City Fenorks, once played the full 48 minutes of a game while suffering a torn ligament and four fractured fingers. Unfortunately, Harlan didn't score a point as his team lost 110-0 in an overtime. Let's see, here's one. Harry the Cat Dog, pitcher for the famed Toledo Mudhens, played for 2 full minutes of an exhibition game while suffering from a frightening hangnail. And there's more. For 5 straight seasons, Minnie Minoso led the American League at being hit by pitchers. And for 6 straight years, Carl the Bully Fangman led both leagues at being hit by catchers.
And now, football scoreboard.
Yes, football scoreboard, the program that takes you to all the stadiums, big and small, across the length and breadth of this great country of ours, for a look at the results, big plays, and key players who make the gridiron sport what it is today. Football Scoreboard, the program that pulls no punches in getting the scores and results to you, the fan, first. And now, here he is with your football scoreboard for this time, your football scoreboard man himself, with all of today's results for now, Ernie Selwitz.
Hi there, sports fans. It's time to call them as we see them. There are no scores today on account of it's not Saturday.
You've been listening to Ernie Selwitz and the Football Scoreboard. A look at all of today's gridiron action up to the moment in the USA. Bartley Hoke speaking for the entire staff of Football Scoreboard.
They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vampire Sorrel, the meanest gal in town. To tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them.
Savannah G.O. That really wouldn't make any sense. If you're driving near Savannah, take the Hannah off Vamp today. All right? Will Bronson Singers, and they call themselves the in-crowd singers in reality. Abraham Lincoln once said, "We do also honorably recognize the gallant men from commander to sentinel who make up our armed forces and to whom, more than to others, the world must stand indebted for the home of freedom." Today's serviceman continues to be a bulwark for the existence of our home of freedom. And it is ultimately through his efforts that our nation stands freely and proudly as a leading member of the world. So you continue the good work. In a few moments, another fantastic episode in the treadmill of life. And also Garbage Man will be here a little later on the show with G.O. Let's see. Oh, I almost forgot. Another obtuse episode in Return the Paper Plates. So keep your dial right where it is, or we'll have the fattest member of our disc jockey staff come over here and step on your fingers. Okay? All right, it's a deal.
Looking at a lady with a lot of busy buzzing in a bonnet. You're looking at a chassis and a lassie that is sick of sitting on it. When I stay home, I tire and pour, so I've got a roam. I'm telling my sore, so to move, I got to go. No cares, no dreams.
There she goes, Edie Gourmet and the Gypsy in My Soul. Well, the Sherman Brothers, songwriters extraordinaire who wrote Mary Poppins, have some fun things in that score. 5-4 in an overtime, as you recall. And the new Christy Minstrels have jumped out of the memory flogger file on the Music Guy show to portray a little bit of Chim Chim Choree.
Chim Chimini, Chim Chimini, Chim Chim Choree. A chimney sweet, lucky as lucky can be. Chim Chimini, Chim Chimini, Chim Chim Choree. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you.
Now that the ladder of life has been sprung, a chimney sweeps on the bottommost rung. Though I spend my time in the ashes and smoke, in this whole wide world there's no happier bloke.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiree. A chimney sweeps lucky as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiree. The love will rub off when I shake hands with you.
Now in my profession, there's many a time when I embark on a perilous climb.
Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled, twixt pavement and stars in the chimney sweep whirl.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiree. A chimney sweep's lucky as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiree. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you.
Gables and rooftops become Taj Mahals, and blimey, the chimneys are great Chinese walls.
The pillars of Hercules loom left and right, the Sphinx, the Acropolis, ooh, what a sight.
Mystic Criminals here on the Music Guy Show, and the age-old question, Chim Chim Choree. Certainly. Well, fans, it's almost time again for another thrill-packed adventure on the treadmill of life. A little later in the show, we'll be looking back at that amazing year 1924 and some of the tunes that were popular then and some of the things that happened in the great U.S.
Now, today's chapter of The Treadmill of Life. As we join our story today, Dr. Whitcomb has just come out of the operating room.
Sandra, I'm afraid to report I have some bad news.
Well, just how bad will that news be? We'll find out in the next dramatic episode of The Treadmill of Life.
Today's installment of The Treadmill of Life was written by Arnold Fredericks, Osborne Tucker, and Shepard Flanders.
Special material by Wilton Pasternak, Seymour Gibbons, and James T. Baxis.
Additional dialogue by Abner Haskell, David Emerson, David Pollack, and Elias Davis.
Script supervision by Edward L. Carter, Franklin Hill, Dean Stapleton, and Martin Tracy.
Research editors Mike Conway, Lorne Braddock, and Steve Miller.
Closing credits written by Terrence Walling, Zeke Edwards, Arnold Shapiro, and Zachariah Costello.
This is Charles Dietrich.
And Randolph Collins, signing off for the entire Treadmill of Life staff.
talk of the town. Bert Kempfert and a lot of oohs and ahs from the orchestra and chorus here on the Kempfert Station, where you'll hear the greatest sounds, of course, on the Music Guy Show with G.O. I was promising to look back into 1924 for you, or with you, actually. Some of the big tunes in that year were All Alone. They certainly were. No, that was one of the big tunes. Amapola. California, here I come. I want to be happy. Here's one that you probably will recall. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? I'll see you in my dreams. The Limehouse Blues was big in 1924, and The Man I Love, and Tea for Two, and quite a few more. Also in that year, Congress passed the Soldiers' Bonus Bill over President Coolidge's veto. J. Edgar Hoover became head of the FBI in 1924. Crossword puzzles appeared and took the nation by storm. Also, quite a few storms appeared and took the nation by crossword puzzle. Recognizing the crossword puzzle's popular dimensions, the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad put dictionaries on its mainline trains back in 24. Also in that year, Paul Whiteman, conductor of symphonic jazz, invaded the field of serious music. Giving concerts, he performed for the first time George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, with the composer playing the piano solos. And at Notre Dame University, the Four Horsemen made their alma mater and their coach, Newt Rockne, the Giants of football. All that happened in the year 1924.
Oh, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So please be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's a good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches, when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. Kiss the good life goodbye. You just wake up, kiss the good life goodbye.
Matt Monroe, thank you, Mattman. And the good life. Well, I hope that's what you're sampling right now, the good life of the Music Guy program with Gary Owens, your friendly neighborhood low-calorie spackle putty dealer, all the way up until return the paper plates time, not too many minutes from now. And, of course, right now, if you'd like to synchronize, it's time for Garbage Man.
Look, out on the curb.
It's a dog.
It's a cat.
No. It's Garbage Man.
Yes, Garbage Man. Known to his friends and acquaintances as Herbert Benedict, a mildly eccentric Beverly Hills playboy, but able to transform himself at will into the world's most violent enemy of refuse and trash. It's Garbage Man.
Well, Oriental sidekick, are you enjoying that little apple you're eating there?
Oh, yes, Mr. Herb.
What was that?
Why, it was just my apple core, Mr. Herb. I spit it on the floor there.
Hmm. This looks like a job for Garbage Man.
Now, to pick up this apple core here, and then put it in here. And now, to replace the lid.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Herb.
No need to thank me. A job well done is enough satisfaction in itself.
You've been listening to the adventures of Garbage Man.
Claudine Langer, Andy Williams' wife, lovely wife, lovely girl, and hello, hello. You came a Langer from St. Louis. I'll just play a little for you here.
Oh, excuse me, someone stole the piano, which will make it a little more difficult. Well, I have quite a few facts for you today, some of which are quite important. There's one. No, I don't want to read. Oh, this. I was going to tell you about this. Now, listen closely. In a Memorial Day address, Woodrow Wilson once said, "We planned this great government that men who wished freedom might have a place of refuge and a place where their hopes could be realized. Our nation still stands as a government of men who wish freedom and a place that offers the chance for the fuller realization of our hopes. It is only through the efforts of all our citizens that such a condition can continue. One means of ensuring the continued existence of our nation is through your realization as a United States citizen in uniform that you have definite responsibilities to your God, to your country, and to yourself. That's Freedom's Call. And this is the Music Guy Show with G.O.
Indeed, a walk on the mild side with Kay Winding. We're less than 5 minutes away from another dreaded Return the Paper Plates episode, so stand by. Ordinarily, I don't read poetry on the program here because a lot of it is icky. However, someone sent this along to me. They didn't sign their name, which probably is just as well, but it is quite a thought. To Gary Owens, this is Son of an Ode to Insegrity. While sorting clouds and chipmunks' hearts, I left for hours yon wind-blown tarts. And on the grass beneath my feet a dream was born, and thus the heat, and swimming smoothly twixt blue skies, I find my thumbtack swatting flies. But do they roll like deep-fried snorts? I only know of gleampness and blorts. Rosy Festoon, 1911-1910. Of course, there's a reason I read that. Turn the paper plates.
You remember last time, at the big Hollywood party, Carl Morgan discovered the gimmick that in just a few short hours made him the toast of Hollywood. It is now a few hours later, as Carl the Foot Morgan escorts his newfound friend, Julia Fairholm, to her front door at the end of a perfect evening. Let's listen.
Would you like to come in for a cup of coffee, Carl?
Well, I don't think I should, Julia. I have to get up early to be on the set tomorrow. First day of shooting, you know.
Well, one cup of coffee won't take very much time.
Yes, but it'd keep me awake, and I must get right to sleep.
Well, how about some warm milk?
No, that keeps me awake, too. Maybe some other time, Julia.
You don't like me, do you, Carl?
It isn't that, Julia. I like you very much. It's just...
Well, isn't there anything I can offer you to get you to come in?
I don't know. How about that Ming vase over there?
But I inherited that from my uncle. It's worth $200,000.
Well, look, do you want me to come in or don't you?
I'll tell you what, Carl.
What?
I'll give you half of the vase.
But then it'd be valueless.
Look, do you want to come in or don't you?
Well, all right. There, I'm in.
Okay, here. Here's your half of vase.
Thank you, Julia. And now I really must be going.
Well, wait a minute. What am I going to do with half a vase?
Well, here. Here's half a flower.
Carl.
Julia.
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss our next exciting episode when we hear Julia say...
Now, where am I going to find half of a watering can?
From the Monkey's Songbook and the Golden Gate Strings on the Music Guy Show with G.O., and it's called I'm a Believer, and that's just about going to do it as we gently lift up the theme, throw it on the turntable over here. Oh, yeah. Incidentally, it's been Insigrevious. Take care.